This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing. Today I want to talk again about our attorney answering service, which we call AAS affectionately. It so happens that our first client, this attorney was a real, real interesting lesson. I'm not going to give the person's name or where they are or any of that or practice area because it's not going well. Bottom line is this attorney is incredibly likely to either be disbarred or in jail in the next year. That's my prediction. I'll tell you why. So 90% of this attorney's calls are from existing clients who are really disgruntled because this attorney took their money and is not answering their calls. And when they went to one of the offices that this attorney has, no one was there. So we've gotten all kinds of calls from the answering service saying, so-and-so took my money. I'm going to kick their ass if they don't, you know, work on my case, and I'm going to report them to the bar, et cetera. About a week and a half ago, a couple of existing clients went to this attorney's office, and the attorney showed up. One of them assaulted the attorney and started beating the person up. They called the police. The attorney called the police. The police came and said, hey, it sounds like you're duping your clients. I wouldn't do that if I were you, because one day they're going to kill you. That's what they told this attorney, literally, instead of helping him. So again, this attorney is doing it all wrong. I'm not saying that you are doing anything close to this. I highly doubt that. I think this is a very rare event, but it is very instructive. I want to give you one more example. So we also help our attorneys get reviews on Google and Yelp and Avvo and places like that. We do it ethically. We've come up with a method that works pretty well. So the average attorney that we get reviews for, 1 in 10 past clients will give them a review, positive review. But of course, as with everything else, you get good ones and you get bad ones. So we had one attorney out of California years ago, and we started hearing from this person's past clients that when it came time to go to court, you know, for the final hearing or the big trial or whatever it was, the attorney wouldn't show up. The attorney would send some kind of junior person in their office. And this really threw his clients for a loop. They were like, what the? You know, imagine that. You're dealing with a divorce or a DUI or a drug crime or whatever it may be. And you're used to dealing with Mr. X. The time comes for court and Mr. Y comes or Miss Z. You're like, what the heck's going on? So obviously this attorney did not follow the 1 in 10 rule. We called well over 100 of this attorney's past clients to get one review. And a few of the clients were so angry that they wanted to write negative reviews, but we said, please don't. Let us set up a time for you to talk with the attorney, etc. We confronted the attorney on this, and he was like, oh, it's just, they're just complaining, and you know. And we said, look, I'm just telling you what we see. So I don't tell you these negative or bad stories to upset you or to say, oh, I'm not like that. You know, I understand you're not like that, but they are very instructive. Here's how they're instructive. So if you are a client of ours and we are your answering service, or you are a client of ours and we're doing our SEO or our mystery shopping or, you know, acquiring reviews, whatever it may be, we can very quickly find out what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right and what you can improve on. And improve means you'll have happier clients who will write you more positive reviews. Improve means we can help you answer the phones properly and actually be there and position you, you know, with stature and with expertise, et cetera, and pave the way for potential clients to respect you more, to have less price resistance to your fees, and to hire you more often. And we can do all that because we've got our hands in the guts of your potential clients. We're right there mixing up the chop meat, if you want to put it that way. But we're right there hearing and listening to the actual stories of potential clients that are calling. What are they afraid of? What do they most desire as the outcome in their case? What's the background of their case? You know, what kind of person are they? What kind of situation is this? Is it a first-time problem? Is it a recurring problem for them? Is it a serious problem? Do they have professional licenses that could be in jeopardy? Do they have, you know, 3 underage kids that they may never see again if their divorce doesn't go well? Are they worried that their, you know, the patriarch or matriarch or their family is going to pass away and their brothers and sisters will steal all the money from the estate? You know, these are some of the things that happen that, you know, you deal with it in your practice areas. But now, by being here and doing the answering service work, we are literally seeing and cataloging and asking questions and getting a super detailed profile on what your potential clients want out of you as an attorney. And if we relay that to you and you stick to it and you implement it, we change the articles on your site, we change the calls to action, we change how you answer the phone, we improve all of that, we're going to get you a lot better clients. Again, a lot less price resistance of the marketing that you're doing without spending really any extra on the marketing side, getting you more clients retained than you did before. So it's a win-win. It's an upward spiral. And that is the power I am seeing from our direct involvement with our clients' clients. Our clients are attorneys, their clients are their clients. So I want to encourage you to at least be curious and look at our attorney answering service. Be curious and look at our platform program, our getting of reviews, etc. Because like I said, we're trying to do a great job for you here. We've kept the company deliberately smaller than the giants out there. And I'm going to do another podcast where I talk about the giants, and I'm not going to complain about them. I'm just going to contrast who we are and why we do what we do. So again, we're not a very large organization. We're not like Fine Laws with thousands of clients or Scorpion or any of that. But that allows us to have a lot of time to really get one-on-one and get into the nitty-gritty of what people are calling and wondering and worrying about. And again, by working with you as the attorney and honing your messaging and making sure that you really know what potential clients want out of you, even if you practice for 30 years in the same practice area, we're still going to get insights that you are not getting because people may be afraid to tell them to you because you're the big bad attorney that scares them. So this is all the great stuff that we're getting from these services. So I highly encourage you to at least check it out. Be curious about it. Go to speakeasymarketinginc.com. You can also email us support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. You can call us at 888-225-8594. We'll be glad to speak to you, tell you about these programs, and see if they're a fit for you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.